In Daniel 9, verses 24 through 27, it says, 70 weeks have been determined upon thy people and upon the holy city, for sin to be ended, and to seal up transgression, to blot out the iniquities, and to make atonement for iniquities, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal the vision and the prophet, and to anoint the most holy. And thou shalt know and understand that from the going forth of the command for the answer and for the building of Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. And then the time shall return, and the streets shall be built, and the wall, and the time shall be exhausted. And after the 62 weeks, the anointed one shall be destroyed, and there is no judgment in him. And he shall destroy the city and the sanctuary with the Prince that is coming. They shall be cut off with the flood, and to the end of war, and to the end of the war, which is rapidly completed, he shall appoint the city to desolations. And 1 week shall establish the covenant with many, and in the midst of the week my sacrifice and drink offering shall be taken away. And on the temple shall be the abomination of desolation, and at the end of the time an end shall be put to the desolation. And the primary layer of understanding the 70 weeks of Daniel, the 70 weeks are 70 weeks of years that total to 490 years, with 70 weeks per year, from 526 BC to 37 BC, because of the 70-year chronology that is present prior to 526 BC, plus two additional weeks. 1 week is the week of peace, from 36 BC to 34 AD, and the second week is the half week of 35 AD to 70 AD, with the destruction of the second temple. In this layer, the anointed one is referring to the Messiah. The Messiah is also the He that destroys the city and the sanctuary, referring to Jerusalem and the second temple. The Prince that is coming refers to Rome, which is the beast, and Satan, the prince of the power of the air. Daniel 12:11-12, Ephesians 2:2, Revelation 11:3, chapter 12, verse 15, chapter 16, verses 13-16, chapter 17, verses 16-18, and chapter 20, verses 7-10. In Revelation 13, verses 11-18, it says, "Then I saw another beast that rose out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon, and it exercises all the authority of the first beast on its behalf, and it makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. It performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in the sight of all. And by the signs that it is allowed to perform on behalf of the beast, it deceives the inhabitants of earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that had been wounded by the sword and yet lived. And it was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast could even speak and cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell who does not have the mark that is the name of the beast or the number for its name. This calls for wisdom. Let anyone with understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a person. Its number is 666 or 666. Revelation 15 verse 2 says, "And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name, standing beside the sea of glass with harps of God in their hands." It is no secret that the New Testament is the Old Testament come to life through the person of the Messiah, since he is the Word who became flesh. What is less known is all the ways in which the New Testament references back to or is found in the Old Testament. While there is a large number of known references, there are some references that have eluded their connection to the Old Testament, especially with the book of Revelation, a book of prophecy, the only book of the New Testament focused solely on prophecy like the prophets of the Old Testament. Revelation is known for its apocalyptic prophecy and its mission of the mark of the beast, 666. One who is familiar with the writings of the prophets of the Old Testament will be able to see quite a few connections and references to them within Revelation, and this is because Revelation is not a book of new prophecy, but it is a book built on understanding the prophets. What is revealed in Revelation is the same as what is mentioned in the prophets. One reference of understanding that has been hidden in plain sight is the mark of the beast. This would seem to be a specific prophecy to Revelation, or understanding to Revelation, giving Revelation a specific prophecy not found in the prophets. But it is not. In fact, it is found in understanding the active and future timeline of Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. This is the timeline of exile and return to the timeline of destruction. From 596 BC to 539 BC, Israel was in exile under Babylonian rule. From 538 BC to 527 BC, they're in exile under Median rule. From 526 to 302 BC, they return from exile to build, but they're being watched over by the Persian Empire. The temple was rebuilt. From 301 BC to 201 BC, the Ptolemaic Empire ruled over Jerusalem, which is one of the four divided factions of Greece after Alexander. From 200 BC to 64 BC, they're conquered and ruled by the Seleucids, another fourth of the divided Greece after Alexander. From 63 BC to 70 AD, they are conquered and ruled by Rome as a republic, and the Second Temple was destroyed in 70 AD by Rome as an empire. The total amount of time that Israel was controlled from the initial exile into Babylon to the destruction in 70 AD was 666 years. During this time, Israel was ruled over by all four kingdoms of Daniel 2, which are the four beasts of Daniel 7, where the fourth beast, the terrifying beast, is also mentioned in 2 Ezra chapters 11 through 12. Daniel chapter 9 verses 20 through 27 has the 70 years of the current exile therein, plus the 490 years after the exile, plus the 70 weeks of peace, plus the 36 years, which is the half week, is equal to 666 years. Looking at Daniel 12:7, which mentions the time, times, and half a time, the time, times, and half a time is a unit of measurement that can also be seen as a description for the kingdoms that would rule over Israel. Babylon was a standalone kingdom, referencing the initial time. The Medes and Persians ended up forming a confederacy and ruling successively over the exile and post-exile of Israel, referencing the times, where times describes a plurality, the confederacy. The Greeks and Romans were more divided as kingdoms in their timeless ruling over Israel than they were united, referencing the half a time. The Ptolemies and the Seleucids were two parts of the four that Greece was divided into after Alexander. Rome was a republic, which is by definition a divided kingdom, only uniting as an empire for a short time relative to their total time of existence, which includes the time the temple was destroyed. But the empire ended up divided, therefore solidifying that more time of Rome's existence was divided more than united through its phases of government during its time of existence. This connection between Revelation 13:18 and Daniel 9 echoes what I have discussed in my presentation, Prophecy in the Divisions of Time, where 666 years is the unit of time from 70 AD to 2400 AD to fulfill the 3.5 measures of time. In my presentation, The End Times Timeline, I talk about the prophetic significance of 2400 AD in relation to the prophetic timeline as a whole, so I will not discuss that here. The end of the matter as it relates to understanding where the number 666 comes from in Revelation in its relation to the Old Testament prophets is that it reminds us of our current exile as believers under kingdoms of men that do not serve the Father but serve the prince of the power of the air, Satan. That there is nothing we can do to bring about the end of time to avoid what has already been set, but that we are to persevere, not swerving to the left or right, but to keep on the straight and narrow. The days are evil, as Paul says in Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 17, and as I show in the calendar, and this evil is manifested in being ruled by all the nations of the earth, which serve Satan, as shown by looking at the amount of time from the beginning of the exile until the year that the temple is destroyed. The temple that was made with the hands of man being an external picture of us, as a temple made with the hand of Yah, the word of Yah, 1 Corinthians 3:16, 2 Corinthians 6:16. So, since we are the temple of God, where the Spirit of God desires to dwell, then we are to stand guard over our temple and not offer sacrifices of praise and worship to the nations of the earth and their rulers. Do not let man persuade you that they can save you from the evils that are present or to come. For man is unable to save himself from what is and what is to come. To God alone be the glory as we wait for his appointed time to carry out the end. For he has already provided salvation for mankind, and we need no other. This has been a presentation on understanding the relation of 666 as it relates to the Old Testament. Thank you for listening, and may it be a blessing to those who are seeking to understand more about prophecy by providing clarity.